आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। 40 इयर्स आफ्टर भोपाल गैस ट्रेजेडी, टॉक्सिक वेस्ट लिफ्टेड फ्रॉम यूनियन कार्बाइड फैक्ट्री फॉर सेफ डिस्पोजल। 11 माओवी सरेंडर बिफोर महाराष्ट्र चीफ मिनिस्टर देवेंद्र फडणवीस इन गढ़चिरौली डिस्ट्रिक्ट। GST collection increases by 7.3% to 1.77 lakh crore rupees in December 2024 compared to corresponding month in 2023. Sale of tickets for Republic Day Parade 2025 and Beating Retreat begins today. At least 15 people killed and 35 injured in terrorist attack in New Orleans, US. And Srachi Rar Bengal Tigers beat Team Gonasika 2-1 in Hockey India League in Rourkela. In Madhya Pradesh, toxic waste from the now defunct Union Carbide factory was shifted to Pithampur some 40 years after the Bhopal gas tragedy. Highly toxic methyl isocyanate MIC gas leaked from the Union Carbide pesticide factory on the intervening night of December 2nd to 3rd, 1984, killing at least 5,479 people and leaving thousands with serious and long-lasting health issues. We have more from a correspondent.
Shifting of toxic waste from Bhopal's Union Carbide factory was started last night at around 9 p.m. and 12 containers carrying 337 metric ton of waste left for Pithampur near Indore. The waste was sent to Pithampur by creating tight security and a 250 kilometers long green corridor. There were police vehicles in front and behind the containers. This chemical waste of Union Carbide will be burnt in Pithampur's Ramki Enviro Company. The High Court had given instructions to remove this toxic waste by 6 January. The government has to present a report in this regard in the High Court tomorrow. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
In Maharashtra, 11 Naxalites surrendered before Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in Gadchiroli district of Maharashtra yesterday. These Maoists, carrying a collective bounty of 1.03 crore rupees, were involved in launching attacks on security personnel. Most prominent among the surrendered Maoist is Danda Karania, Zonal Committee member Vimla Chandra Sidam, alias Tarka, who has been involved with the Naxalism movement for the last 38 years. Mr. Fadnavis also felicitated C60 commandos and officers for bravery in anti-Naxal operations. We have more from a correspondent.
While talking with media, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis yesterday said that Maharashtra will soon become free of Naxal Mians given the rise in the number of Maoists laying down their arms and the movement following to attract recruits. Gadchiroli police almost eradicated Naxal activities in Gadchiroli district. North Gadchiroli is now free of Maoist activities and South Gadchiroli will soon become free from Naxals. The Chief Minister also said that many dreaded Naxals were either neutralized or arrested in the past year. They are convinced that they will get justice only through the constitutional institutions. Bhavna Gokhale, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 7.3% to 1.77 lakh crore rupees last month as compared to December 2023. The total gross GST revenue in December 2023 was 1.64 lakh crore rupees. The central GST collection in December stood at 32,836 crore rupees and state GST is at 40,499 crore rupees. The integrated IGST collected amounts to 47,783 crore rupees and cess is at 11,471 crores. In November last year, gross GST collection had grown 8.5% to over 1.82 lakh crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership in 2024 spearheaded a remarkable rejuvenation of India's civilizational heritage and cultural pride. The consecration of Sri Ram Lalla at the Ram Mandir in Ayodhya marked a significant spiritual and cultural moment. The inauguration of the BAPS Mandir by Prime Minister Modi in Abu Dhabi was a landmark moment in India's cultural diplomacy. Our correspondent reports that the temple is the first traditional Hindu stone mandir in the Middle East and is designed according to ancient Hindu architectural principles known as Shilpa Shastras.
In 2024, under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Modi, India made remarkable strides in preserving and celebrating its civilizational heritage. The government's efforts led to the recognition of Moidams in Assam as India's 43rd UNESCO World Heritage Site, showcasing the global significance of India's cultural legacy. The inauguration of Anubhav Kendra in Kurukshetra brought ancient scriptures like the Mahabharata and the Bhagavad Gita to life. 2024 also saw India celebrating its linguistic diversity with the granting of classical language status to Assamese, Bengali, Marathi, Pali and Prakrit. India is also gearing up for the Mahakumbh Mela 2025, set to take place in Prayagraj from 13th January to 26th February. This event is anticipated to be one of the largest spiritual gatherings in the world. Suparna Senkhya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Akashwani News brings you glimpses of 2024 in a special year-ender series. Today, we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of the Minister of Electronics and Information Technology. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The government has taken several initiatives aimed at fostering innovation, enhancing governance, and empowering citizens. In the recent years, India's digital infrastructure has undergone a transformative evolution, positioning the country as a global leader in digital adoption. The digital ecosystem includes platforms like GeM for procurement, Umang for government services, eSanjeevani to enhance healthcare, and eCourts for justice delivery. The UPI has revolutionized the nation's payment ecosystem by integrating multiple bank accounts into a single mobile application. As on June last year, UPI has facilitated over 24,000 crore financial transactions. Under the Cyber Surakshit Bharat initiative, Electronics and IT Ministry is strengthening the cyber security capabilities to combat cyber threats. In line with the government's vision of paperless governance, the DigiLocker has become a revolutionary platform for the issuance and verification of documents. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will preside over a book release function in New Delhi today as the chief guest. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will be the guest of honour. Eminent authors, academicians, officials of the ministry and other dignitaries will also be present at the event. The book titled Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh Through the Ages seeks to present the story of Jammu, Kashmir and Ladakh. It is presented in 7 sections that cover over 3,000 years of the region's history. Published in Hindi and English, this book is a result of collaborative efforts of the National Book Trust India and the Indian Council of Historical Research. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download News on EIR app. The sale of tickets for the Republic Day Parade 2025 and the beating retreat will commence today. The Defence Ministry said that tickets can be purchased from the counters open at Sena Bhavan, Shastri Bhavan, Jantar Mantar, Pragati Maidan and Rajiv Chowk Metro Station on production of original photo ID card. The general public can also buy tickets directly from the website amantran.mod.gov.in and Amantran mobile app. The ticket prices are between 20 to 100 rupees for the Republic Day Parade on the 26th of January, while for the beating retreat, rehearsal tickets will be available for 20 rupees. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister for Political Affairs Majid Takht Ravanchi will be on a 2-day visit to India from today. During the visit, Majid Takht Ravanchi will participate in the 19th round of Iran-India political consultations scheduled to take place in New Delhi today and tomorrow. Iran and India have a long-standing historical relationship underscored by cultural and economic ties and formalized by the 2003 Strategic Partnership Agreement. In the United States, a man in a pickup truck deliberately drove into a crowd in New Orleans, French Quarter, early New Year's Day, killing at least 15 people and injuring 35 others. Authorities are investigating the incident as a terrorist attack. The suspect, identified as 42-year-old Samshuddin Bahar Jabbar, was killed in a shootout with police after exiting the vehicle armed with an assault rifle. 2 officers were injured in the exchange but are in stable condition. The attack occurred at the intersection of Canal and Bourbon streets, where Jabbar bypassed barricades, fired into the crowd and drove into pedestrians. According to reports, Jabbar served in the U.S. Army until January 2015 and in the Army Reserve until July 2020. Investigators are searching for explosive devices and additional suspects. A black flag displayed on the truck is being examined for links to ISIS and other foreign terror organizations. President Joe Biden condemned the attack, extended condolences to the victims' families, and pledged federal support for the investigation and recovery efforts, emphasizing that there is no justification for violence of any kind. In hockey, Srachi Rar Bengal Tigers defeated Team Gona Sika 2-1 in the second match of the ongoing Hockey India League 2024-25 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last night. We have more from a correspondent.
Two outright wins in two matches have made Srachi Rar Bengal Tigers the early frontrunners in Men's Hockey India League. On previous evening, Tigers defeated Team Gona Sika, and it was Rupinder Pal Singh from Bengal Tigers who made his experience count in the New Year's match in Rourkela on Wednesday, as he scored two goals from a penalty corner and a penalty stroke. Manpreet Singh scored one goal for Team Gona Sika. First goal was scored by Rupinder Pal Singh for Bengal Tigers in 31st minute. But this celebration lasted less than a minute as Gona Sika equalized by Manpreet's goal. Third goal of the match was at 48th minute by Rupinder Pal Singh for Tigers. With this, Srachi Rar Bengal Tigers won by 2-1. Match between Surma Hockey Club versus UP Rudras will be played today at 8:15 p.m. You can listen to daily report on Hockey India League on Akashvani. This is Pratishtha Jain for Akashvani News.
In football, Mohun Bagan Super Giant will host Hyderabad FC in the Indian Super League 2024-25 at the Vivekanand Yuva Bharati Kirangan in Kolkata this evening. Mohun Bagan Super Giant are leading in the points table with 29 points from 13 games, while Hyderabad FC are struggling in the 12th place, having secured just 8 points from 13 matches. In women's football, India will face the Maldives in the second of the two FIFA international friendlies this afternoon at the Padukone Dravid Centre for Sports Excellence in Bengaluru. The match is set to kick off at 3:30 p.m. IST. India dominated the first match with an impressive 14-0 victory. Manager Joachim Alex Anderson has made 6 changes to the 23-player squad for today's game. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast cold day to severe cold day conditions at isolated places over Uttar Pradesh today. The Weather Department also predicted cold day conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Madhya Pradesh today. The IMD added that a western disturbance as a cyclonic circulation lies over West Iran, which is likely to cause light to scattered rainfall and snowfall over western Himalayan region today and tomorrow. According to IMD, dense fog conditions are likely to prevail in the night and morning hours of Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and sub-Himalayan West Bengal today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Abhishek. Union Cabinet extends two major schemes for benefit of farmers, leads the Asian Age. The paper quotes Prime Minister Narendra Modi as saying, government's first decision in 2025 will boost farmers' prosperity. On the annual exchange of civilian prisoners and fishermen by both India and Pakistan, the Statesman reports Pakistan asked to expedite repatriation of prisoners. Ministry of Defence to modernise armed forces in year of reforms, says Business Standard. Data protection rules get home ministries go ahead, reports Financial Express. Ukraine halts transit of Russian gas to Europe, informs the Hindu. Government shortlists sites for memorial to Manmohan Singh, notes the Tribune. And finally, Hindustan Times under the caption, Revelers Clog Central Delhi on January 1st, carries a photo on its front page of a massive rush of people and vehicles like every year on New Year's Day at India Gate in New Delhi. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 40 years after Bhopal gas tragedy, toxic waste lifted from Union Carbide factory for safe disposal. 11 Maoists surrender before Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in Gadchiroli district. GST collection increases by 7.3% to 1.77 lakh crore rupees in December 2024 compared to corresponding month in 2023. Sale of tickets for Republic Day Parade 2025 and beating retreat begins today. At least 15 people killed and 35 injured in terrorist attack in New Orleans, U.S. And Srachi Rar Bengal Tigers beat Team Gona Sika 2-1 in Hockey India League in Rourkela. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.